The University of Ghana Tollbooth saga has taken a new twist, with the university threatening legal action against the National Security Coordinator, Lieutenant Colonel Larry Bevlulate. A statement issued after a special academic board meeting expressed dismay at the act by the National Security. The statement, among other things, considered the action by the National Security as unlawful and direct attack on the academic freedom of the university. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Public Affairs at the university, Stella Amwa, was alarmed that the media have singled out the threat to sue the National Security Coordinator and left out the nine other concerns.
I am surprised that of the 10-point statement issued by the academic board, it is only one that is making the rounds, i.e. that the university is taking the National Security Coordinator, is taking legal action. In fact, this was a 10-point statement issued at after a special academic board meeting yesterday, and it has 10 points. And I do not think it is fair to take only the 9th point and use it the way the media is using it.
A lecturer at the university, Dr. Ranford Jampo, described the action by the National Security Coordinator as an affront to academic freedom. He said the days of strong men are over, adding that what Ghana needs are strong institutions.
I'm sure it was because Barack Obama knew that there were characters like this in our body politic. That's why he said we didn't need strong men, but we need strong institutions. The rules of the game in every democratic dispensation must be allowed to operate. If for some reason you have a beef, you have a challenge, you have a problem with whatever may have been done, the point is you go to court to seek an injunction. You don't take the law into your own hands as if we are in an era of strong men. I think the days of strong men politics are gradually phasing out, and the National Security Coordinator must be mindful of this. Who determines what is nuisance? I mean, if it's about traffic, if it's about public nuisance, I'm sure the mandate to deal with what is constituting nuisance should fall at the doorstep of the AMA and not the National Security Coordinator.
But a leading member of the NPP, Lawyer Bray Boyne, says he supports the action by National Security. He told Radio Ghana that he would take the same action if he was in the shoes of the National Security Coordinator.
The bottom line is that, look, there is an act. Yes, that act has given Legon an autonomous situation. Yes, that act also gives Legon the opportunity to embark upon a policy or an exercise in order to reach revenue. Yes, but that act, in course of pursuing it, ought to be pursued in line with other constitutional provisions in this country. Look, if you want to set up a toll and collect money therefrom, you need to get the support of an executive instrument, a EI or LI. It's as simple as that. And also, there is no private road in this country. There is no private road in this country. In addition thereto, you recollect that the Deputy Minister for Information complained bitterly about the starting up of this toolboot. The authorities never bothered.
A leading member of the NPP, Nana Obri-Boahin.